Show.
The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
I forgot to mention something else, too. When we do the Chevy update, the giveaway, the Silverado giveaway update at 720, I have Blackhawks convention passes to give away. So stick around at 720. Chevy, Blackhawks. See what I'm doing there?
Yes.
Blackhawks convention passes again at 720. We'll do an update on the Silverado giveaway there. All right. Time now for Kid of the Week time. Our Kid of the Week is an old guy this morning. Good morning, old guy. How are you?
Good morning.
Cole, how old are you?
I'm 18.
18, and you're out there doing good in the world.
Thank you.
That's what I'm being told. Cole Bache is a Rockford East High School senior. And a program there called Capstone requires students to do community projects. Now, this isn't some sort of penalty for a crime you committed, right? It's not community service?
No, this is actually my English class.
Okay, got it. Now, you're a Rockford kid, proud of that, and to help raise up Rockford and help the kids in the general community, what did you choose to do?
I started looking into some sort of problem that I could try to fix, and I noticed that most of the kids my age didn't really want to stay in Rockford after college. And so there's an organization in Rockford called Rockford Promise, which pays for some sort of secondary education for those students to stay in the city. And I raised enough money for a whole student to go to college next year.
How much are we talking about?
I raised $10,000.
How about that?
All right. Way to go.
18 years old. Wow. 18 years old. He's got a lot to do. He's got video games to play. he's got to ignore his family. He's got stuff to do. But he's not like that. Because Cole Bache is not a typical kid thinking about himself at that age. Cole is trying to help the community. Cole, I'm impressed. That's a very cool story.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Cole, let me ask you a question. Just, you know, I know in my case, I wanted to leave home when I was 18 years old. I wanted to go to a different city or try something new. How much of it is people wanting to get away from where they grew up as opposed to getting away from Rockford?
I think that Rockford has a bad rep. We had made the Forbes list a few years ago being one of the most miserable cities. And I've grown up in Rockford, and I love Rockford. I don't think that there's, to me, any reason to move away. Even though I'm going outside of Rockford for college, I plan to come back to Rockford right after school.
Well, I'm sure that makes sure your parents and the community quite happy. Where are you going to school?
Augustana.
All right, cool. Well, that's not so far away. You can make it home from there. And here's the deal, this sort of giving that you're doing now and this sort of organization that you're doing now, you can take that up in college and you can continue it back home.
Yeah, I think the Rockford Promise people were quite happy. They were hoping I could do this event every year, which might be a possibility. I had fun doing it.
Were you surprised at how much work it goes into organizing a fundraiser?
Yeah, I did a benefit concert, and so it was a lot of steps that go behind them.
And I understand a benefit concert had a local tie as well with the band that played, right?
Yeah, it was Miles Nilsson and the Rusted Hearts, and they're a very local Rockford band, and they have a very Rockford following, and so that's why I picked them to play at an event like this.
Do you know who Miles Nilsson's father is?
I do. Yeah, I'm very familiar.
That'd be Rick Nilsson?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And Justin, for $200 to continue, you have control of the board.
Yeah.
Rick Nilsson, what band?
Cheap Trick.
Cheap Trick. That's congratulations,
Justin.
The
heart of Rockford. The pride of Rockford.
Pride of Rockford is exactly
Miles Nilsson and Rusted Hearts were guests on my show, The Download, back in the, and they played live in studio. Cole, tell us what's great about Rockford.
We have such a good park system. We have some great golf courses, so many local restaurants. There's so much to do, but you just kind of have to get out of that mentality that Rockford is this miserable city and start looking at all the positives that are within the city.
And the Rockford Ice Hogs.
Rockford Ice Hogs are pretty big, too. Yeah.
What do you have to do? What do you have to do to change people's perception? I mean, obviously with what you're doing with your project and also the fundraiser to keep people here, but what at the heart do you have to do to change local perception?
I think it starts with the youth, because we're the ones who are going to be living in this community. And we're the ones that are going to start raising families in this community. And so if you want to change the perception of Rockford, you need to change it by a larger group. And that's what I was kind of trying to do, is by keeping all these students in Rockford, then that kind of helps benefit the whole perception of Rockford being such a better community.
It's our new pal, Cole Bache. You got brothers and sisters?
I do. I have two younger brothers, Ben and Zach.
Yeah, how old are they?
Ben is going to be a freshman, and Jack's going to be a junior.
Okay. They paying attention to Big Brother and what you're doing? Did they help at all?
They helped a little bit at the event. I had a lot of people from my capstone class come out and help, and they were there helping. So,
what do you think you're going to do after college? You have any idea of a, you got a dream in mind, a career?
I'm still working on it. I think I'm going to major in multimedia journalism and communications.
Okay, and I give the same sermon to everybody. Here's what you need to do, and I mean starting today. You need to start blogging today. You need to start shooting video of yourself today, and you need to start posting it today. And you don't need to be bogged down in the, well, I don't know what I want to talk about, or I don't know what I want to say. Just write and broadcast, netcast every day. Every day.
Okay.
He goes, dude,
okay, Uncle Steve.
He goes, dude, it's summer. Why am I getting homework in the summer? I just raised $10,000, man. Get off my back. I'm telling you, Cole. It's the key to you kicking tail. All right, Cole Bache. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate you being on. How about some Lou Malnati's Pizza? You up for that?
Sounds great. Thank you.
And an Apt gift card. Come on over to our part of the world and go to Apt and get something nice for yourself. Thanks for being a good
nice
person.
Nice to meet you, Cole.
Thanks for having me.